Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, you, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest. They will all grow old like a garment, like a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and they will be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will never end. But to what angel has he ever said, Sit at my right hand, till I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to serve for the sake of those who are to obtain salvation? Therefore we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. At that time Jesus entered Capernaum, and it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men, and when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, My son, your sins are forgiven. Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak thus? It is a blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, Why do you question thus in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your pallet, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Rise, take up your pallet, and go home. And he rose, and immediately took up the pallet, and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this. On this day, March 4th, we commemorate Erasmus the Righteous of Jordan. This saint, who was from Lycia in Asia Minor, lived there for many years as a hermit and then went to Palestine. There he built a great lavra by the Jordan River, where a lion served him with great obedience and devotion. One day the lion came looking for Erasmus that he might feed him, but his disciples took the lion to the place where they had buried the saint shortly before. The lion fell at the saint's grave and, after roaring with grief, died at that very place. Saint Erasmus reposed in 475. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.